Welcome back. It is 5:40 as we jump into the sports arena. Anything poking you in the eye that's very, very important for us to cover? We got basketball. We got Aggie.
Yeah, the Badgers, of course, winning their sixth in a row last night. They started slow. It was a pretty bad first half for Wisconsin, but they came on and knocked down some shots in the second half. A couple of upsets in the high school tournaments to talk about this morning. The defending champion in girls hockey knocked off last night. They won't go back to state, so there will be a new champion in girls hockey this year. Hayward lost.
Dun, dun.
Central Wisconsin Storm still alive. And one of the defending champions in boys basketball lost in the opening round last night. That was Randolph down in southern Wisconsin falling to Ryo. So there will be a new Division V high school basketball champion later this month.
Do we have arena football in this area of the world?
We do not. Used to have an Arena 2 league team in Green Bay. I don't think it's there anymore.
Do you think there would be any real interest in having a first-class arena-style football team?
You know, I'm trying to remember. Is there one in Milwaukee yet or not? I got to look. I don't remember.
You know that Gene Simmons of KISS made a very interesting comment on a radio interview a couple, 3 days ago.
Uh-huh.
He was talking about defending Tim Tebow. He was saying, listen, Tim Tebow is a nice guy. Tim Tebow stands up for what he believes in, and he's outspoken. But because he's a Christian, everybody thinks that they can take a shot at him and kick him. He said, if a Muslim or a Jew were as outspoken as a sports figure, it would be unconscionable for anybody to take a shot at him, and they wouldn't.
Well, I disagree to the point where most people, especially at least in the sports arena, aren't taking shots at Tim Tebow because he's a Christian. They're taking shots at him because he's not good enough to play in the NFL.
And then Simmons dropped it because, you know, he is a part owner, or KISS is a part owner. I don't know. But there's an arena football team from L.A. that they're backing.
Yeah.
He says
the L.A. KISS is the name of
the
team.
Oh, is it? Okay. Well, yeah, that makes sense. I was thinking Knights or Kings or something like that. They're thinking seriously of signing Tebow for arena football.
Okay. I have no problem with that.
I don't either, but I hadn't heard that, and I haven't heard any other rumblings about Tebow going to arena football.
Well, if he wants to play that badly and still keep playing, he's got a pretty good gig now, I think, on ESPN, I think, or one of the sports channels. He's doing some commentary and stuff. But if he wants to keep playing, I have no problem with him.
I would like to see him be pro, but I think he probably will have a better career in the arena field.
He'll get paid a whole lot in the Arena Football League.
I don't think he's worried about
that. He probably could have gone to Canada and played up there if he wanted to continue his pro career.
The Canadians.
Milwaukee does not have an Arena Football League team, at least in the main league.
Mm-hmm.
Here are the teams, in case you're interested in arena football.
Hit me.
The National West has the Arizona Rattlers, the L.A. KISS, and the San Antonio Talons. The National Pacific, the Portland Thunder, the San Jose Sabercats, and the Spokane Shock, the American South, the Jacksonville Sharks, the New Orleans Voodoo, the Orlando Predators, and the Tampa Bay Storm. And in the American East, it's the Cleveland Gladiators, the Iowa Barnstormers, where Kurt Warner got his start, the Philadelphia Soul, which is owned by John Bon Jovi, and the Pittsburgh Power. That's the main Arena Football League.
I've had some interaction with the Tampa Bay. Was it the Storm?
Tampa Bay Storm, yeah.
They're a fairly nice group of people. cheerleading team is hot.
Well, right, anyway. Is there a professional league or professional team that doesn't have a hot cheerleading squad?
Tampa
Bay Buccaneers.
I don't know.
Philadelphia Eagles, Dallas Cowboys, Oakland Raiders.
Yeah. Green Bay Packers.
Packers use college cheerleaders. They don't use. They don't have a professional cheerleading squad.
So you're saying they outsource their cheerleading?
Yeah, nice. Apparently they do.
Okay, interesting article that I found about Ozzie Smith. Now, Ozzie Smith doesn't pop up in sports much anymore, but
he has made a proposal that I heartily agree with.
You do?
Absolutely.
I figured you would. The Hall of Fame shortstop is leading a campaign to collect 100,000 signatures within 30 days under the We the People petitioning program for the government. And you know how that works. If you get 100,000 digital signatures on this petition, then the White House has to officially respond.
Right.
He wants opening day of baseball season to be a national holiday. And guess who is backing it?
Who is backing it?
Anheuser-Busch InBev Budweiser.
Take the day off and relax and watch a quadruple header. And meanwhile, have a few buds while you're doing it.
Drink until you can't stand. That's exactly that's what they're saying. I don't know about a nat. Well, you know, baseball is America's national pastime. That's American sport right there. We created it. We developed it. We created basketball too, though, didn't we?
We did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. But yeah. Basketball is not as big. Baseball is huge. So what do you think? Is there merits of having...
Well, you know, jokingly, I would say yes, absolutely. My old line, there was a book called Life Begins on Opening Day, and I would hardly endorse that that fact.
So the stupid sports question of the day.
Uh-huh.
When is opening day?
Well, it differs for various teams. In fact, this year, the opening day for the L.A. Dodgers and the Arizona Diamondbacks is earlier because they're starting the regular season in Australia. They're playing two games in Sydney, Australia that actually count in the standings.
Oh,
it's not an exhibition. No, it's late March.
Okay, well, now wait a minute. If it's going to be opening day, it's got to be opening day. Everybody's got to be able to play.
Every team does not play on the same opening day.
Fine, but there's got to be an official opening day.
Well, there is.
If you're
going to
have a national holiday, it's got to be the official opening day. Whether or not you want to schedule a game that day or not, well, that's up to you and you know, scheduling and whatever. But if there's going to be a national holiday, what do you think?
Well, yeah, I would tend to agree that if you're going to have a national holiday, most teams would have to play on the same day and make it an opening day.
Within a 48-hour period, everybody's got to, you know, get to the mound and let's do something.
The official opening day for the Dodgers and Diamondbacks, March 22nd in Sydney, Australia. For most of the others, the official opening day will be late March or early April, depending on which team you're following.
Late March. That's going to conflict with opening of the F1 season. And that's obviously
going to
be...
Yes, because there will be a lot of baseball fans that will avoid watching their team play on opening day to watch Formula One car racing.
All right, so you're whining, you and Chris whining about you don't want to hear about open-wheel Formula One or IndyCar racing. You want to hear about NASCAR, so I've listened to your complaints. And I have a surprise for you in about a week and a half.
Okay.
We're going to have a regular NASCAR update by a surprising guest.
Okay.
I can't tell you who yet, but we will have a surprising guest come in and do the NASCAR update.
Is it NASCAR driver?
No.
Okay.
No. But she's cute. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We will be back in mere moments.
Are you tired of the same old sausage or egg McMuffin or pancakes and hash browns? Well, come on into Taco Bell and try our new breakfast menu. We have our waffle taco, which is a clever thing where we take a big waffle that looks like it was frozen, and we put scrambled eggs and bacon and whatever other crap you want inside it, and we fold it over so it becomes Mexican. And don't forget to get a cup of our delicious Freeway off-ramp orange juice that is fresh squeezed every morning by Vatos working the 101 and 405 in L.A. So remember, diarrhea. It's not just a lunch and dinner thing anymore.
Central Wisconsin's Badgers Sports Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.